So what we have done is we've always tried to keep track of the number of internally displaced people of IDPs in South Sudan. And that's important for planning purposes and to be able to provide assistance to them. And over the last 18 months, we at OCHA have been working very closely with our colleagues at the International Organization for Migration, IOM, to try to recalculate all of those numbers, go back to the locations where people were recorded as being IDPs, and verify how many people are there. So we've been doing a very steady, systematic set of interviews and surveys so that we could set a new baseline for the number of IDPs. So that's what that's the reason we've gone back and we verified, and some of those people would have gone home. Some of those people might still be refugees. Some of those people or might have become refugees. Some of them may still be IDPs. So it's the reason the number's lower is because we've gone back and we've verified how many.
Data reduction. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So when they go back home, or in other maybe displaced places now, the humanitarian agencies, do they still help such people?
Absolutely. And one of the things that we're working on doing, and particularly for next year, but we're doing it this year already, but one of the things is population movements in South Sudan are still fluid. So you still have some people returning from displacement. You have some people returning from other countries, returning as refugees. And you have other people relocating for one reason or another.
To another location.
Exactly.
And they still register in the other side.
They might be still registered, or they need to change their registration. So we're... The important thing that we're trying to do is improve the quality of services at the community level, so that if people are returning from being IDPs and they come back to their original home, there are some services there that help the whole community, whether it's healthcare or water and sanitation or education. That's what we are trying to do. And particularly because the violence has decreased, we are trying to get out to as many parts of the country as possible to improve the quality of services.
Yeah, actually, you tackle what I was about to ask. If there's education, there's healthcare, and many of the people returning back to their communities, the issue of shelter become a problem, and food.
That's right. And when we are looking at the planning information for next year, we can definitely see that shelter is a major issue for returnees. You would expect that, but also that's what the data shows. Shelter is a major issue for returnees. For food assistance, you know, the most recent IPC data suggests that the food security situation has become a bit better. Some of that's seasonal, but also we are seeing improvements, again, because of better security. And so while there are 6.5 million people who are in those higher IPC phases, we're also in a position to be more, we have more ability to reach them now than we have had over the last few years. And we're hoping that that improved access, as well as the ability for people to either take their foods to market or to go to market and to buy things, that is also going to help to improve the food security situation over the next year.
So in your finding, people who are living, are many living abroad apart from coming back?
So you still have 2.3 million people as refugees outside the country. And that's mostly in Uganda, in Sudan, and then Ethiopia. There are a few in other countries, but almost all of those people, they're either in Uganda, in Sudan, or in Ethiopia.
So the IDPs, their number is less?
And the IDPs, so now we think the number of IDPs, so the refugees, that's 2.3 million people, and the IDPs, that's 1.5 million people. So it's still 3.8 million South Sudanese people who are not at home.
And they all need assistance.
That's correct.
Okay, so now let me ask you, with the peace, being the areas being calm, how is your operation, the agency's operation, getting to the communities, providing services?
Yeah, so we are definitely more able to reach communities, and we are having less problems than we would have had, say, a year ago or 2 years ago with different armed actors. The immediate problem right now that we have is, of course, it's the rainy season, and that makes travel in many parts of the country very difficult. That's why it was very important that WFP was able to pre-position food all around the country. So even though you have problems reaching particular locations now because the road is not usable, the food was put there before, and the food can be distributed from that place.